This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to The Morning Run. I'm Shazana, together with Chuang and Philip. We're turning our attention to the agricultural sector. So we've spoken about the energy crisis affecting China at the moment, but did you know that the energy crunch is also affecting the price of fertilizer? And this in turn could have repercussions for paddy farmers in the coming planting season, hence affecting rice supplies.
One of the top rice exporters, Thailand, is already feeling the squeeze. The cost of fertilizer in Thailand is on track to double from 2020, and many farmers are finding that a ton of fertilizer is now more expensive than a ton of rice. Given that rice is a food staple in many Asian countries, the rising cost of growing rice due to the high fertilizer prices may lead to governments having to step in to boost farmer subsidies in order to ensure essential supplies.
So how severe is this going to affect rice production and prices? And will governments need to step in to address potential food security challenges in the future? To better understand how this might impact our rice supply, we speak to Dr. Sarina Che Omar, Deputy Director of Research at Khazanah Research Institute. Good morning, Sarina. Thanks for joining us today. How much have fertilizer prices risen, and how does that translate into rice production and prices?
Okay, if we look at the global trends, fertilizer prices have spiked in 2021, especially for phosphate and urea, which is the primary fertilizers used in our agricultural sector. For example, phosphates went up by 80% year-on-year on September, the highest since 2008. And urea went up 60% year-on-year again in September, and the highest since 2012. However, according to the World Bank, it is expected that these prices will ease down by 2022. How does this translate to global rice production? All right. For Malaysia, our chemicals, when I mean by chemicals, I'm combining both pesticides as well as fertilizers. It costs about 18% of the total cost of production for rice cultivation in Malaysia. It tends to be on the lower end at the global scale because our chemicals are fully subsidized by the government. Globally, it can range between 12 to 25%. So, for example, in Thailand, where the people are making a big deal about, you know, fertilizer price hikes, Thailand costs them as high as 23 to 25% of the total cost of production of producing per hectare of rice cultivation. And so what's the impact? Is that we might see increases in the prices of Thai rice.
So what is the root cause behind the rise in fertilizer prices? Because we equate rising energy prices to a rise in coal. So how are coal prices influencing fertilizer prices?
There are multiple factors as to why what causes the increase in fertilizer prices. Now, number one, you do have the economic recovery coming along with all this post-pandemic situation. And as the economy recovers, there is an increased demand for fertilizers, as there's an increased demand for food. So we see an increase, a significant increase in the need for fertilizers in key crop growing regions such as India, China, and America. Secondly, and it's a very important point, is the rising input cost of producing these fertilizers. For example, to make urea, you will require natural gas or coal as the main input material. Now, China, which is one of the world's biggest exporters of fertilizer, they use coal as their primary input material. Recently, there has been increases in coal prices within China. So really, the increase in coal prices in China is what's causing the increase in fertilizer prices.
Is this a global issue or confined to specific countries such as Thailand?
All right. It is a global issue, particularly because China is such a big exporter of fertilizer. And it is not just Thailand when I'm talking about the rice industry. It's not just Thailand, but other Southeast Asia countries as well as India really rely a lot on imports from China for fertilizers.
Is it easy to pass the rising cost of rice to the consumer? Do you think governments will allow market forces to decide?
I can't really answer for other countries, although my assumption is governments where rice is a staple food of the country won't necessarily allow rice prices to go out of hand. But that's just my assumption. Really, each government will have their own strategy. But I can explain a little bit about Malaysia. Now, as I've mentioned earlier, since our fertilizer is fully subsidized by the government at the farm level, at the retail end, our rice is also taxed at a ceiling price. For example, Super Tempatan 15% is ceiling price at 1 ringgit 75 cent for KL and Selangor area. Therefore, it is unlikely domestically that we're going to see a surge in local price, because our domestic industry is controlled by the Akta 522, Akta Kawalan Padi dan Beras. But having said this, despite these protective measures, it is important for me to highlight that our farmers' net profit is still dismal due to various factors, and it is something that we need to help them on.
So with the rising costs, how are paddy farmers coping? Is there sufficient support from the government and even financial institutions?
All right, the paddy industry in Malaysia, unfortunately, is a stagnant one. Stagnant with a vicious cycle of low productivity, therefore requiring government assistance, which leads to long-term less competitive industry, which needs then government assistance. And the cycle just go on and on to help poor aging farmers to continue cultivating rice. So the thing is here, it's not just about sufficient financial support. It is more on what we can do to revive the whole industry and entice young agropreneurs, whereby studies have shown there is a positive correlation between farmers' age and farm productivity. So the answer, unfortunately, is no. Our farmers are not coping well, and it takes an all-of-society approach to save this industry, which means that we can't just rely on the government to do everything and save the industry. We, as consumers, we should also play a role. For example, as consumers, if there are, you know, farmers who are selling specialty rice that have traceability, as well as MyGAP, which is a good agricultural practices certification, we should support that. We as consumers need to support that, and we need to understand that it is not just the farmers that plays an important role in the industry. It is everyone throughout the whole supply chain. And we need to help everybody, the whole supply chain, in order to make sure that the industry goes well.
So bringing it closer to home, how does this affect Malaysian consumers in the short and long term?
So I'm just going to look again really specifically into rice. I'm not going to touch other food items. So now we import about 40% roughly every year of our rice. And the rest, about 60%, we can meet through local production. So, like I mentioned, local prices, don't need to worry too much. But what about imports? Now, for example, in 2020, we imported about 1.2 million metric tons of rice. Now, within this 1.2 million, 40% came from Vietnam, about 27% from India, 6 to 10% from Pakistan, Myanmar, and Thailand. And these numbers, they shift around every year. The main point that I'm trying to say here is that we don't put all our eggs in one basket. So it's not that Malaysia relies fully from Thailand for all our imported rice. No, it is actually distributed. So having said that, will these imported rice prices go up? Likely, if fertilizer prices continue to go up. But I do not see a nationwide, you know, whole of nation price crisis, particularly because of the way our domestic rice is regulated.
Sarina, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning. That was Dr. Sarina Che Omar, Deputy Director of Research at Khazanah Research Institute, giving us the lay of the land, helping us understand how fertilizer prices correlate with energy, the crisis going on, and just what to expect in terms of our agricultural sector.
Yeah, so from a consumer perspective, two clear conclusions. No price shocks, no supply shocks, because those are well addressed. In terms of the industry itself, what really struck me was the fact that fertilizer prices have come, in fact, can be more expensive than a ton of rice on a like-for-like basis. And I know a friend who runs a small drone company, and there's a lot of issues within the industry, right? For example, pilferage of fertilizer, which is expensive and which can be hogged on the black market for a lot more than being used in the field itself. So yields are a concern. The other thing is efficiency, right? And if Malaysia were to get its act together and be more efficient from a yield perspective, we won't have to import as much as 40% of our needs because we can produce it ourselves.
I think it just goes to show how energy prices are not just so directly impacting consumer. There's so many indirect impacts to consumer, like food prices.
Can I just end on a really random note? This whole story reminds me of that Bangau O Bangau song, if you guys remember from school.
No, not really.
Nobody knows. Well, you know, you go Bangau, why are you so thin? Oh, it's because the rice is not working. You know, there's a whole chain of things. It really reminds me of that. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.